Pasabel Bekisin is a type of bread which is used not for eating a full meal, just for and then making a snack or dessert out of it. The three Teirushim and Pasabel Bekisin. One is dough which is full with sweet things, fruit and sugar and nuts and the like. Spices, pie, sometimes the pie, I know that also. It gives a lot of flavor into the dough itself also. This is the dough. The second one is a classic cake, which has a lot of flavor in it. Chocolate cake, or whatever other type of cake, sponge cake. And the third one is the things that are crunchy, like pretzels and crackers. It might be possible that all three of them have been of possible to kiss them, which means that eating it as a snack, you're making a zaynus, and eat it as a full meal, then you make, you wash on it, and you make a moitzi, and you make, there's the most, Mishabruv has like a mokhan abram, that making a full meal doesn't mean that the entire meal is just the.
At the end of the tzvila, we say, enkel kainus. Very often, by the time we reach enkel kainus, the battery is finished, and we just, blah, blah, blah. It's a good time to pay attention to what we're saying. We might to the fact that no koya in the world, like our God, gives the koya to us like this, Inkimalkeinu, that he's a melech, most powerful, Moshiyeinu, he's the one, he's Mashiach. Once again, we don't have to wait till the very end to thank Hashem for the Yeshua. Every day we thank Hashem for the Yeshua that day. So if you have the Chazal Mitzakim to say Enkel Keinu at the end of the Tefillah so that we should strengthen our Yitofen B'Hashem at the end of the Tefillah. So it's a good idea to pay attention. And if you didn't, you could always do it later.